Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Thursday. Holy moly. August 15, 2019. Halfway through the month of August already. Can you believe that? This time last week, we were in the single digits. Now, double digits. It's crazy. This month is flying by. Good, because it needs to hurry up and end. It's just too darn hot. How are you? How's it going? How is everyone? I hope you're having a good week. We're on the downside of the work week, but not the downside of the hustle. That's always going to be here. That's always going to stay, especially if you want to, you know, do something, you know, hustle, grind, the side hustle, whatever it happens to be, it's always going to be there. So today's Thursday, and what we talk about on Thursdays is lessons in leadership. And I'm going to say some words: distorted, diluted, destructive, deranged. And I'm not talking about my last girlfriend. I am talking about crisis. Crisis in the workplace. Crisis at home. Crisis. It comes in any one of those four levels. It's distorted, diluted, destructive, or deranged. It's just, it's crisis. It can happen at any time, any given moment. It, well, it happens. And it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it will happen, it's more about when it will happen, folks. It's going to happen. So the sooner you wrap yourself around that, the sooner you're going to be better off, because you've now grown accustomed and realized and are living in a state of, it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? Is it at the next time the phone rings, the next time somebody rings the doorbell, somebody comes knocking on your office door, somebody emails you? You don't know, because again, we can't sometimes control what the crisis is. Sometimes it's man-made, sometimes it's nature, sometimes it's a combination of both, you know, cause and effect. And nature, well, right now we're in the height of hurricane season, and luckily we've been lucky so far, just two named storms so far, and not much, but you know, California had that earthquake, and then fires, get ready, they're going to come, they're going to happen here real soon. Landslides, the inevitable landslides, that we had that cliff, that whole side of a mountain fall off, and it killed three people out in California. Then we've had those idiots out there doing their idiocies, and all in the name of what? Because none of that makes sense. And but again, it's not going to stop. Same thing, Philadelphia had a guy who was a criminal who was not allowed, he was a convicted felon, not allowed, it would be illegal for him to carry weapons, it'd be illegal for him to carry a firearm, this convicted felon, yet he shot at six police officers with a firearm that he had in his possession. I thought, you know, it was illegal, he shouldn't carry it, but it goes to show, you just never know what's around the corner, folks. And I'm not making light of the situation, but what I'm saying is, if people want to do harm, they're going to find a way to do harm. We've had recently, that has not really been in the news, but recently there have been some stabbings, and so growing concern there. So that being said, we move forward, we talk about this crisis management. Folks, it's how do you deal with it? Well, just like anybody, and like kind of like I said in the show notes, when everybody's running around with their head cut off, you know, you need to be the person that has their securely and firmly attached without a doubt. And how do you keep it firmly and securely attached? Well, one, you practice. You prepare mentally, or you go through the motions, you grab your team, you go through the motions of, what if this happens? What if the power goes out for a sustained period? How are we going to keep business going? And I know here in Texas, we've received messages saying, hey, take it easy on the electricity use for the past Monday and Tuesday. For Monday and Tuesday, take it easy on electric use, especially in the afternoons. Well, yeah, I understand the usage goes up. But what happens when the power goes out for a sustained period of time? How does business get done? Hurricane enters the Gulf of Mexico and boom, there it goes. Wipes out, you know, your business. How do you get your continuity back? How do you return to business as usual? You plan, you prepare, you set up simulations, you set up scenarios, you set up, well, something that says, hey, here's our contingency plan. And how do you do that? Well, you analyze the situation. What is the situation? Then you draft out a plan and you share it with everybody. And then when you're sharing with everybody, it's that moment you start preparing for it and you start working with them. And then when the time comes, you execute that plan. Now, all the while, you're adjusting that plan and you're observing, you're making observations and you're orienting your plan to fit a nice tighter package of what you really truly want to accomplish, depending on the situation. Power goes out for the afternoon, well, you can shut down for the afternoon. But the power goes out for a week, really can't shut down for a week. So what happens? You move to another location, you start running your operations out of say a library, public library at two towns over. What works for you will have to work for you. So again, analyze, plan, prepare, and execute. And then the whole time, all throughout everything, throughout the analysis part of the planning, I'm sorry, the analysis part of the situation, the planning for the situation, the preparing for the situation, and obviously the executing of the situation, of the plan, you constantly observe, you orient, you decide, and then you act, meaning you implement again, or you update the plan, and you're always constantly updating the plan, tweak the plan, because you can't have a plan from 1979 executed in 2019. Things have changed. Things have changed. So again, work your plan. Sit down, keep a level head, think things through, because once they happen and they execute, and those that do not have a plan, well, guess what? They're worthless. It is just plain and simple, they're worthless. They have no plan, they are worthless. Because again, they didn't take the time to prepare. It's like that story of the ant and the grasshopper. Remember that one? Summer, winter's coming, and the ant's kind of stowing away all the, and the ant is warning that grasshopper, winter's coming and get ready, but to no avail. Well, everyone, that's a quick lesson in leadership. Crisis management, it's going to happen. It comes in all different shapes, sizes, levels, intensities. It varies, but be prepared. Start working it now. Even though there's no hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, when one shows up, is not the time to be preparing. Check your insurance, because again, after the flood, is not the time to find out you don't have flood insurance. Now is the time. Check with your people. Ask them point blank, look them right in the eye, and just say, hey, if there's a hurricane, up until when can you stay here? Up until when can you do this? Hey, if there's severe weather, what's your plan for your family? And you as the leader, you as the business owner, you as the manager, you as the department head, whatever you happen to be in that organization, definitely need to take care and look out for your people. So you ask them first, if there's a hurricane, what's the plan with your family? What is your plan? And so you pass it down to them, you share it with them, you let them know, hey, I'm not only thinking about you because I have to think about the organization, but I also make sure that you're going to be fine, because once it's all back to normal, back as business as usual, are you prepared to return 100%? So something we need to know. Folks, I'm Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat, Lessons in Leadership for Thursday, August 15, 2019. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to finish out the work week. We're going to finish out strong. So join me again tomorrow at the same time. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good evening.